Coming to you live from a 50-foot Zod-like giant bat fight against a chainsaw man. It's your boy Jay West. Here with who? Mocktown's finest, master of the drunken gun punch, possibly new at chainsaw juggling, Mac East.
What up, Chaniacs? It's me, Mac East, and we talking episodes 2 and 3 of Chainsaw Man today. Yeah, we were going to do a weekly, but I think we'll probably do a bi-weekly at this point. Just give us a little more to talk about each episode.
These go fast. These go really fast.
By the way, this fucking show is awesome. Like, it's the best. I don't say that lightly. I'm a hater. I fucking love this show.
This shit is flawless. Damn near.
And the animation is starting. It's I don't know if it's getting better or growing on me. But it is very good. Like, we had some complaints in the first episode.
Yeah.
But Chainsaw Man looks awesome. When he actually shows up in episode 3, he looks fucking amazing in this.
Yeah, no, this is completely different. It's not even the same.
Yeah, like, he looks great. The bat looks awesome.
Yes, sir.
By the way, if you haven't guessed, we're going to be jumping around. We do what we want.
That reminded me of Zod from fucking Berserk. Like, yeah, maybe it's the deep-ass voice, but it reminded
me. Yo, his voice is wild deep. It's fucking insane.
I came in like, whatever, but he's just like, yo, and he's just referring to people mad disrespectfully. Like, what the fuck? Like, why? Yo, since we're jumping around, I want to cover this fight so bad already.
Yeah, we should wait on it, though. Keep God people... Damn.
All right, fine. Fine, you start
nice
us off.
Tingly and moist. We'll get there, everybody. We'll get there. So the first, I thought episode 2 was really, like, I think it's, episode 3 was so damn good. But episode 2 I thought was way better than episode 1. We just got to see Denji being Denji, and it was awesome. Like,
it was pretty funny.
I don't know, these names are hard to say, like, because I've only read them. And for some reason, when you're listening to this, like, the Japanese, I'm not picking up on the name, except Makima.
Yeah.
They say her name a lot, but I'm not picking up on people's names so much, but it's Aki, I guess.
I don't know. I can't confirm.
But he beats the fuck out of Denji when Denji joins the Devil Hunter shit. Basically, it starts with Makima asking Denji to join. He's like, fuck yeah. I think there's like a really great moment where she's like feeding him.
Oh, she's like, do you know how to eat? And he was like, no.
And she's like, feed him. And, you know, I've read the manga, me and Jay both did, and I didn't understand all the simpage for Makima, but goddamn, in the anime, she's flying.
Kinda makes sense.
Yeah, she's fly as shit.
A lot of things translate better in the anime for me, like a lot of things so far.
And I don't even know if that is in that scene is exactly in the manga like that, but
I don't know, but we're coming up to one that was.
But yeah, so Aki beats the fuck out of Denji because Aki's like been with Makima for a bit, it seems, anyway. And so he's kind of like showing Denji the ropes, but honestly, he don't like Denji because
he's not even showing him the ropes. He's being an asshole.
Well, because he sees Denji just wants to do it for like money and the fuck Makima, and he's like,
so that's... what's the problem with that? No, what's the problem? You're mercenaries.
See, here's the thing. I understand where Aki's coming from, because he's like, if you get in the Devil Hunter for the wrong reasons, you're gonna get fucking killed.
But yeah, so fucking let him die.
He doesn't understand that Denji.
Yeah, it was basically on the brink of death every
food,
day.
Food and boobs is the world to Denji, like, more than anything. Like,
food and boobs is the world to me. We, like, it's so relatable.
I know. I love this shit so much. Yo, the second episode, so Aki beats the shit out of him, and Denji's like, oh, you're, like, a really nice guy. And he's like, what? And then he just fucking kicks him in the dick. And he's like, when I fight a guy, I always go for the nuts. And he just...
Yeah. And he kicks him. Yo, it's like the Red Man finisher from Def Jam Fight for New York. Yeah. He kicks this dude in the nuts like 7 times. And then he gets him one last time. He's like, yo, you really only aimed for my nuts.
Yo, it's hilarious. And then he like drags him into Makima's office. And he's like, you got attacked by the nut devil.
That was fucking amazing. That, yo, I still got those screenshots. Shout out to Viz.
Yeah,
read your manga on there. $2.99 a month. They don't pay us, but I'm shouting them out anyway.
Yeah, there's a couple screenshots from this episode I remember sending you when I first started reading it, and to my wife. There's a part where he's like, so they go to like kill a devil at some point, and Aki's like, yo, show me what you got, and he won't. Denji doesn't transform. He just offs this fucking... It's not a devil. Axe. It's a fiend, which is a possessed person.
By a devil.
Yeah.
So a devil inside of a human body.
And it seems like they're stuck in there, I guess.
I guess you can't... I mean, how can you come out without... You know, like, how do you get out of a body?
Yeah, because, this is what power is as well, and we'll talk a lot more about her, but... So I guess it's just like the devils possess a body for whatever reason. I don't know why this devil possessed this old man. I don't know.
Maybe he was on the brink of death and just needed a body.
Maybe, yeah. By the way, Denji's not a fiend. A devil has to possess a corpse for it to be a fiend. I don't know. It's like there's a lot of rules being thrown around, whatever. But Denji fucking offs this dude with one swing. But he doesn't turn it.
Fucking fly. First off, I hate his little ass axe. I don't know where he got it from.
How about in the next episode, he's riding on the train with it. Like, he's just got that. Holding it. I was dying laughing. I was like, yeah, this motherfucking Denji is crazy.
But the way he cut through his neck and his arm. Like, he cut him in half.
Yeah, bad.
One shot. Dude hasn't eaten in weeks. He could one shot people.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we'll talk later, but the Chainsaw Man deal has definitely made him a lot stronger, too. But, yo, Anaki's pissed. He's like, yo, I wanted to see you be Chainsaw Man. What the fuck? And he's like, oh, I felt bad for this dude. Like, whatever. And Aki's like, all right, whatever. And he, like, leaves. Oh, no.
He's like, yo, you can't befriend them. Yeah, he's like, well, I really would take a devil for a friend. He's like, I'll remember that. It's like, bro, you just beat this man's ass.
Yeah, that's...
What the fuck you mad at?
I think that's like a really telling Denji scene, too, because he's like, yo, I don't got no friends, so if the devil wanted to be a friend with me, I would be a fucking friend
but
with the
devil. But this dude's acting like he was his boy, like, oh, I'm your friend. It's like, no, you're not. You don't even like me.
Yeah, so he goes outside, and he's like, because he's pissed, because he's like, yo, my parents were killed by a devil, and... like, fuck devils. And he, like, leaves, and then Denji's, like, looking outside, and he, like, sees Aki and the cops, and he's like, these guys all have, like, goals and dreams and shit, and he's like, I only wanted to eat, and I got that, so, like, I need to find something else or whatever. And he doesn't kill that. He didn't kill that guy with Chainsaw Man so that he could save the porno magazines this guy had.
Oh, man, he secured that porn. Yo, my lady walked in on that. And he's like, porn secured. And she was like, what?
Yo, when this dub comes out, I'm going to have so much Denji shit. It's going to be crazy. Yeah, and that's one of the panels I had was him, like, hunched over and, like, holding the porns from the manga. This shit is hilarious. But, yeah, so then he's like, yo, you know what? My dream is to fucking touch boobs, basically. Like, he's like, that's it. That's the dream. Like... Like, it's so funny because it feels like he's making fun of, like, other shonen shit that's, like, all about dreams and shit. But also, it also is legit as fuck. Like, and not in, like, a pervy way. It's just, like, this dude just, he's never had anything. So, like.
Yeah. What's the next goal? Boobs. And, I mean, it's not just touching boobs. It's obviously what comes with it. You know what I mean? Like.
Well, yeah, I think I don't want to spoil anything, but as we go on, we'll see more about, like, how he evolves from that, but there is evolution to the character, but he wants to touch some boobs, and I don't blame him, and Makima's boobs are the ones he wants most. Yo, how about that cut, too, where he goes, he says, boobs, or I want to touch boobs, and then it cuts, and Makima's like, boobs, and it, like, he was, like, saying it to her or some shit.
Yeah, no, he did say it to her, didn't he?
I don't know, it was, like, a weird cut.
I thought he like maybe he was like a standing asleep or something, was just like boobs trailed off.
Yeah, I don't know. But we also get the sense that Aki loves Makima as well. I'm pretty sure.
Of course.
Yeah, it seems like that's how she controls people by with her boobs.
With her boobs and fucking, I don't know, hypnotic eyes.
Yeah, her eyes are fucking sick looking. And that's pretty much, oh, and then Power shows up at the end of the episode, too.
listen. I know there's a lot of people out here simping for Makima, but come on. Power, let's go.
Yo, she's so fucking cool. Like,
this is where it's at. Fuck just boobs. Fucking Power is one of the dopest characters. You don't even know. You don't even know, son.
Yo, Denji's chilling with her because, like, Makima's like, okay, like, go out with her and kill some devils. Or basically, she basically tells him that if he doesn't do a good job, they're going to kill him. Which he doesn't give a fuck about. Yeah. But so he's like, he just wants to make Makima happy. So they're going around, and then he realizes that all the devils are afraid of Power because she's like fucking a beast. She's the blood devil.
That's insane. Blood for the blood god.
And he's like, fuck, Aki, fuck me, because like now I can't kill no devils with you around. But then one shows up, and I think it's like the fucking like cucumber.
Sea cucumber devil, yeah. And yo, Power gets a whiff, and this bitch loses her goddamn mind, jumps off of the fucking building with no warning, and proceeds to just shoot blood out of her wrist like Spider-Man into a fucking 40-foot mallet and just obliterates this thing on contact.
Yo, and then she screams, yo, it's so fucking cool, man.
The devil is dead! Fucking amazing.
And by the way, that's how that episode fucking ends. It's just her and just exploded devil everywhere.
She reigns supreme.
Yeah, it's great. So then the next episode is basically Denji. Oh, one more thing about episode two that I thought was great. Denji lives with Aki, and that interaction of like him just being so fucking annoying to Aki was hilarious. Like, he's like,
I don't know. Some people might not watch it on the sub, but him in the bathtub,
he's like singing, banging on the tub. He's fucking you. He uses all the toilet paper, and Aki goes to go in there to take a shit, and there's no toilet paper, yo. And you just see him be so pissed. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah, they're a very good odd couple. I hope the anime kind of stretches out them living together a little more. Because it's it's really fucking funny, like seeing them interact. So then in episode two, Denji's chilling with Power.
Three?
What's that?
You mean episode three?
Oh yeah, episode three. Yeah, he's chilling with Power, and we find out that she likes cats, and then she's like, yo, I got a cat that this like devil took. And he's like, that's fucking dumb. Like, I can see that for a dog. Like, I have a dog. And then basically she says, yo, you could touch my tits if you save my cat from this devil.
Yo, he gets so, this is amazing. He gets like so infuriated and like inspired.
I think he literally says, fuck that devil or something like that. Like, yo, I was dying laughing. He's like, let's go. And then they're riding the train. That's where he's got the fucking axe on the train.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck. He's just riding the A train just with an axe. That's kind of normal now.
But there's like a cool interaction where he's like, oh, I had like a pet and it's like in my chest or whatever. And she's like, fucking humans are dumb. She's like, when something's dead, it's dead. Like all this like it lives inside you shit is bullshit.
Because she doesn't get it and she doesn't know that he's a devil.
Yeah. But it also, it's interesting because the metaphorical sense is still there as well. You're right. She doesn't know he's Chainsaw Man because she obviously tries to betray him and feed a human to this bat devil. But when the bat devil takes the cat and swallows it, she looks at Denji and she's like, yo, I know how you feel. Like, this fucking sucks. Like,
yeah.
And that moment's great. Like,
that got me emotional. I thought of King Tim immediately, and I was like, yo, this motherfucker definitely is thinking of Tammy right now. Like, I know.
Yo, by the way, that shot is so good. Like, that's one of the coolest things about this show animation wise like the lighting on that shot. Like, they're in this like dark house. It's like shitty. The Bat Devil's like on the roof and there's like light coming through and it's just like on Power, and it just looks great. Like, the way, like, lighting in cartoons usually just, like, is this, like, I don't know, the way it reflects off her and like it looks real, like, you know what I mean? Like, I love it.
Really felt like the lighting was like that because like she was having like a profound moment.
Oh yeah, no, it works great. Yeah, I love that shit when she looks at that. Yeah, so she betrays Denji, then this monster fucking squeezes Denji and drinks his blood from his mouth. Like, he just like coughs blood into the Bat Devil's mouth.
Yeah.
And the Bat Devil's pissed because it tastes gross. I guess devils don't really eat other devil blood. I guess that's the situation. But devils kind of work like some vampire lores where when they drink human blood, it heals them.
All blood seems to heal them, though.
Yeah, yeah. Even devil blood heals them because, yeah, he grows his arm back. He got fucked up by a devil hunter. He grows his arm back. Anyway, then we get like this flashback of power, which I really liked. She gets this cat. She's running around butt naked.
Yeah, yeah, she fucking is.
She finds this cat and she's like, yo, I'm fatten you up before I fucking eat you. And then like they show her like feeding it milk from a cow and she like fucking just is holding the head of the cow, like chilling while the cat's drinking milk and shit.
Yeah, and she's like, eat, 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 I'm gonna fucking murder you.
And then this cat gets super fat and it like just loves her. And so she like starts loving the cat. She's like, yo, nothing has ever like met my gaze and lived. And she's like, it's like weird hearing shit that's not screams, which is like fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So we just see her development already in this episode. And it's really great. Like, cause she's like a maniac, but
yeah, she fucking is,
but she's also kind of growing some human, emotions, I guess you could say. Anyway, then the Bat Devil eats her and Denji loses his mind because his titties are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, he says that, but I think he actually cares about power too a little bit.
He can't care about her yet. He wants to touch some titties.
He does. That's his way out. But I think he also, like, when she has that moment where she's like, I know how you feel, I think he realized, like, oh shit, like, maybe she's cool. I don't know.
This next part is hilarious. Denji jumps on the Bat Devil and proceeds to bite him on his fucking leg with those sharp ass teeth. And he's just drinking his fucking blood. He's like, yo, you're disgusting. Get the fuck off of me.
Yo. It's awesome. Also, the Bat Devil, like, yo, he wanted to, he's like looking around and he's like sniffing everybody and he's like, yo, you're fucking gross. He's like, I'm gonna eat some babies.
And he's, yeah, like, yeah, and then he's like, I'm gonna have a pregnant woman for dessert.
Yo, the shit he was saying was so reckless. Like, god damn, bro. But yeah, so he's flying around looking for shit to eat and Denji's drinking them. And then Denji fucking finally pulls the cord and then it's fucking over, son.
Yeah, Chainsaw Man is a force to be reckoned with. And but like I think in between this, there's like a conversation where they're like, who is Denji? Why would Denji be around or whatever? And they're talking about like the strength of devils.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a super important conversation. It's Aki and Makima, because Aki's like, yo, why the fuck are we dealing with this jerk off? And then she talks about, yeah,
Yeah, basically like the name that installs the most fear, like that gives you your power. And she's like, you know, like imagine like, I forgot what she said, like flower devil.
Coffee devil. And yeah, coffee devil. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she's like, yo, a chainsaw devil. That's terrifying.
Yeah. She says that a car devil would scare people because people are scared of being hit by cars. So the car devil would be pretty strong. And then she's like, imagine a chainsaw devil. Like, because it's not necessarily something that like is always scaring you. Like, it's not like
a sea cucumber, for instance.
Yeah, it's not like a monster that could just like, you're not like, oh, I'm scared of fucking guns or something, you know what I mean? But like, it has to be like, a chainsaw is not scary inherently, but you do not want to fuck with a chain, you know? We all have,
I praise,
like,
the gun devil.
Ah, oh, well, we all have like a healthy respect and fear for chainsaws, and I think that basically that's how it works. Like, these devils all have like something attached to them. And the fucking more we fear it, the stronger the devil is. So yeah, that's basically why Chainsaw Man's a fucking beast. Plus he says, what does he say to it at some point? He basically tells her that he's like made of a bunch of chainsaws or something. There's like a great line. Yeah. I don't know. But also the house they go to, I love. It's like this creepy old house. It looks awesome.
Yeah, Bat looks cool though when he's like just in the shadows.
Yo, his eyes and shit. Yo, his fur looks really fucking cool too.
Yeah, man. With his deep ass fucking voice.
I know that voice actor, dude. I've definitely heard that voice actor before.
You know who else he reminds me of? From One Punch Man, the Sea King guy.
Yeah.
With the nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the deep ass voice.
He probably is the same guy. Because he only does like small roles. But yeah, so fucking yo, Denji, he throws a car at Denji. Denji fucking catches it.
So he's that's like, yo, how strong are you? Like,
and he's like,
you're a human.
He's like, you're doing this just to save some humans. He's like, I don't give a fuck about these. And he fucking throws the car. Yo, he pegs him in the Bat Devil in the face with the
mad
car.
Hard.
Bro,
mad
it's,
hard.
It's so fucking hard. Like, I don't know. Usually, like, you in superhero shit, you see people get hit with cars all the time, like, and it doesn't look like this. This was, like, brutal.
Legit. Like, this was legit.
And then the Bat Devil does, like, this crazy, like, air attack, which I don't even think bats can do something like that. But whatever.
It was cool. It was cool.
Yeah, it's like an air Kamehameha, basically, because it just fucking blasts through the city. And then fucking Denji comes through, and he's like, yo, how are you still alive? And he fucking comes out with the chainsaws, and it's just fucking, yo, his, like, shirt is, like, blown off, and it's, like, blowing in the wind and shit.
That
like,
was a sick shot.
Yo,
that
he
was
looks
a sick
so, I was
shot.
Popping so fucking hard for that shit. And then he fucking, yo, chainsaws through him, and it's just guts everywhere.
Nah, oh, but, yo, God. He was like, get away from me. Like, yeah. Yo, stay away. Like, he was running.
Yo,
he
was
running
was
from this man.
So shook, which I would be, too. Chainsaw Man's a beast.
He's yeah, I would, you know, three chainsaws like manically running at you after you just delivered an air Kamehameha that just destroyed half of his city. Nah, I'm good.
Also in this fight, he learns that he can retract his chainsaws. Like he pulls his arm ones in and he's like, oh shit. So he's still learning how to use his powers too.
Also, you know what's kind of fucked up? This bat like literally gets his arm back just to lose it again, like immediately.
Yeah, we didn't really talk about it. In the sky when he's flying, Denji fucking pulls out the chainsaws and he just fucking cuts this dude up in the air bad.
It was fucking so good. Yo, this was such a good fucking fight.
Yeah, these two episodes right here, oh my God, so fucking good.
Okay, but now let me ask you something. Why the fuck wouldn't Power just body this dude?
Yeah, she says it. She says that she's scared he's going to kill the cat.
But it's Power, son. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's what I hate about, like, knowing things. It's like, Power could beat this bat, like, easily.
No, she definitely could. But I think we see he gets the drop on her while she's chilling with the cat. And
it
like,
wasn't even a drop, really. He just grabbed the cat.
I know. He just, like, comes up from behind her on the roof and just fucking picks it up by the scruff. And he's like,
all right, you want this cat? Fucking bring me a human. God damn it. He's
just got this fucking crazy deep voice.
No, he's just like, yo, he's mad disrespectful. He's like, yo, Blood Devil. I would be like, yo, my name is Power, first of all. Respect it. Learn it. Say it, bitch.
I love it. Power is such a cool fucking name, too.
I would love to see Power's like devil form, which is weird because Puchita is Chainsaw Man. Like it's weird that the two exist.
So that's something I was thinking about. Dee actually brought it up to me because we were watching this together. She was like, yo, if devils are stronger because of like people's fear of them and Chainsaw Man's like really strong, why is Puchita like so small and timid and shit? And I don't have a good answer for that.
It doesn't make any sense, but it's cool.
I think that I have like a small theory. Well, I guess we'll get to it as the show goes on, but I don't have a good answer. But he just looks adorable. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Anyway, I think, have we hit everything?
I would like to think so.
Yes. Well, there you go, everybody. There's Chainsaw Man episodes 2 and 3.
That last shot. Let's talk about that frame. Where he's got the fucking steam coming out of his mouth and his eyes look sick.
Dude, I love the steam coming out of his mouth. It looks awesome.
Yo, that was the shot. That was the money shot right there. That's when I was like, yo, did the budget go up? Wait, what just happened? This is amazing looking. That was one of the sickest shots I've seen so far.
It's so weird because I actually was like kind of scared to see Chainsaw Man again because the first episode I wasn't into it.
Right.
Not the show. I mean, the actual Chainsaw Man transformation. Yeah. And it blew me away this time. Like, so I don't know what's different. Like, I guess it's still like the computer generated kind of thing, but it looks a lot better.
I have a theory that the chainsaw, like Chainsaw Man, is going to take animation cut when he's doing some wild, crazy movements and shit. Kind of like Dragon Ball.
I think you're right. I think he will. Yeah, I'm really like,
in the first episode. He was all over.
Yeah, I didn't like his look too much, but this blew me away. Like, I was popping so hard for this shit. Like, oh my god, I love this show so much.
I can't wait for the next episode.
Denji's easily becoming one of my favorite characters. I mean, I've read a lot of the manga. I'm up to date on it, but it's, I don't know, seeing it animated is like solidifying things for me a little bit.
Yes.
I love this kid. I'm hyped. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be covering episodes 4 and 5 in 2 weeks. Unless an episode where like some insane shit happens, then we'll fucking probably jump in. But
emergency episode.
I doubt it though. So yeah, probably 4 and 5 will be in 2 weeks. I think this is probably gonna be like a 12 episode run. Whatever, I don't know. Thanks for listening, and check us out on We Get Dubbed on Twitter, on Instagram. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody. Huh?